Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today, let's talk about emotional self-defense. So basically, protecting your emotions from, specifically, from being hurt or from being attacked, whether maliciously or by accident. So emotional self-defense, we are basically talking about how you're dealing with others and how others deal with you and how you allow them to deal with you and how your communication goes. So, you know, this is one of those sensitive subjects because unfortunately you can't get on with everybody. There are toxic people out there. You could even be guilty at some stage in your life of being a toxic person. So it's very important that we evaluate ourselves in various situations. You know, when you have a row with somebody and then afterwards you walk away and you think, I shouldn't have said that, or I could have reacted differently or handled it all wrong. It's basically acknowledging it and reflecting on it and thinking, right, going forward, this is what I believe and this is how I'm going to handle and develop my emotional self-defense. So unfortunately, there are times that you can't get on with everybody. There are people in your life that you really should avoid because they're not good for you as a person and they don't bring out the best you. So sometimes damage limitation is very, very important. If there's people that you just can't really be around and you can't basically present yourself in a way that you're going to be guilt-free afterwards, if they bring out the worst in you, in other words, then they are definitely best off avoided. And unfortunately, that can mean friends, and it can also mean family members. Sometimes little communication, civil communication, but little kind of deep kind of communication or long extended periods of time with certain people is for your benefit and for their benefit. So I will talk about on the next week, I got an interesting question. Sorry, on Friday for the Friday Blitz, I got an interesting question about how to develop mental strength. And some of this podcast today can kind of talk about that as well. And basically, you shouldn't put your happiness in other people's hands. So you shouldn't be seeking constant approval from others. You shouldn't be looking for validation from others all the time. Your own mind is the one you feeling happy, being happy within yourself and getting your own validation is way more important because people's opinions are fleeting. So in order for you to have emotional self-defense, you need to try to not be so needy regarding others. Now, understand that even saying that, try not to be so needy, sounds like something that's not politically correct. But basically, I'm not saying no person is an island, so you need to be absolutely connected with people in your life. But the healthy connections, the good connections, spend your time with the people that are good for you. Avoid unnecessary drama. You know those people in your life that seem to have every day seems to be drama. And not positive drama, negative drama. Every day or every week they have a story. And when you're listening to them, you're thinking you brought that on yourself or you escalated that scenario into a higher level. Or why did you even open yourself up to be hurt? So I mean, sometimes there's people that if you give them certain information, you are just going to make them jealous and upset, and they are going to respond and not give you the response that you were looking for, which is what I'm saying about the validation. So you don't need other people to give you that ego boost. You concentrate on your own path. You need to be self-aware. You need to like yourself, you need to understand what makes you tick, you need to work on your own negatives. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, this is me and I don't want to change. And you, if you're going to be successful and you're going to be more successful than you currently are, you are going to have to embrace change. You're going to have to like change. You're going to have to enjoy change. You're going to have to seek out change. When I was competing, I had to travel to seek out higher knowledge, to seek out people that were basically going to beat me up. I had to pay good money and travel to go to people that were going to bash me. That was my quest for knowledge on the path of professional fighting and amateur fighting as well. So for emotional self-defense, you need to be strong-minded. You need to be, you definitely seek the opinion of others and definitely seek the knowledge of others, but be careful who you're seeking it from. You don't need to be hanging around with negative people or negative peer groups, negative family members, anybody that you can't possibly have a positive relationship with is the type of person that really, if you keep becoming emotionally involved, you're going to keep getting hurt. And hurt is a two-way thing. You don't want to be opening yourself to be snubbed or hurt by, you know, trying to seek the validation of somebody who doesn't even like you or is competitive with you. But likewise, you don't want to unnecessarily hurt somebody else. You don't want to use harsh words that you're going to regret later, that ultimately is going to hurt their feelings and make you feel guilty or upset. So we're all meandering on this path through life. We're all doing our best. You know, what I'm talking about might sound a little bit, I don't know, up in the air, that try not to hurt people and try not to be hurt. But you know what? People don't focus on this on a daily basis. And they actually have no strategy. And they're going in, they're just reacting. And when you're reacting, you can't react as quick as someone can perform an action. So in fighting, for example, 90% of the time, the person that initiates the strike or that initiates the attack is the one that's going to come out the better. So from a sport karate point of view, it was the blitz. And you know the Friday blitz, you've heard what the blitz is. Well, it's a sport karate technique. But the person, more than likely, even if the person knew, the opponent knew that you were going to do a blitz and they had lined up to do a defensive sidekick or something like that, still very high, 7, 8, 9%, 9 times out of 10, the person initiating the attack was going to be the one that was going to get the score. So you can't react. It's like somebody sprinting at you full speed. You can't run backwards quicker than they can sprint at you. That's what you're basically doing when you're reacting. So you need to have a plan in your mind. You need to have a strategy. You need to avoid drama, an unnecessary drama. Some dramas you can't avoid. Some dramas involve your own life, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that seem to always be in unnecessary drama. And it's you can get to the point where you're nearly thinking, do they actually enjoy the drama? Is the drama, even though it's negative drama in their lives and they're giving out and they're moaning about it, do they actually secretly really like it because it's a story to tell? So you don't want to be that kind of person. You want to be concentrating on moving forward and concentrating on your success and displaying emotional self-defense. So emotional self-defense mostly comes from defending yourself from getting hurt or hurting other people. So I hope you got something out of this. My whole objective with all of this, with all of these podcasts, is just to get you thinking. Think about it. What do you think? Do you think I'm way off the mark? Do you think I don't know what I'm talking about? Do you think that you have better ideas or you've got different opinions, or did I leave something out or did I forget something? Do let me know. I would love to hear your feedback. I often record these and I find it very hard to listen back to it myself. So a lot of these are just off the cuff. I can plan on saying things. I can attempt a script. I can attempt a script in my head, but I rather just say it straight out to camera. And so far I've got positive feedback, but I would, constructive or otherwise, I would love to hear your feedback. So I hope this helps you this week, and make sure you tune in and listen the next time. And as always, testimonials, reviews, likes, that's what makes the world go around, especially the world of podcasting and vlogging. So please, any kind of interaction is greatly appreciated. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.